The fact that we got the early goal, that's normally one that motivates a team and lifts them on. And then we had a difficult period where I felt that we almost sort of rested on that one. And you can't afford to do that against anybody. And certainly for us, and fortunately for us, and we were better in that second half period. And we took our moments when we needed to.
Unfortunately, as well, in Lewis Stank going off. What was behind Lewis going off?
No, he was ill. He was ill yesterday, but saw the doctor today, and he was a lot better today, and felt that he was fine. But I think it certainly became evident into that first half period that he was struggling a little bit. So now that's all it is. So he'll have to recover over the next couple of days and hopefully be okay for Friday.
You meant you had to juggle things around. You had to bring in Fikile Tomori. How did you feel he did in the centre of defence, Chris?
No, I thought he did well. You know, for somebody that's, you know, it's a natural position for him, that and right back, and you know where he'll end up, what position I don't know, but he's you know equally a good player in both positions and a young one. So great experience for him, you know, to come on at that stage of the game. Not too much time to think about it, and of course he was very much tested.
You look pretty agitated at halftime, Chris. Were you unhappy with the team's performance in that first half?
Yes, I just felt that we'd taken the early lead and instead of freeing any type of nerves, you know. Generally, if I go back to Saturday's game, it was a game that we felt if we'd scored early, it would have opened up the game a little bit more. Well, there were spaces today, but I just didn't think that we got a good enough grasp of the game. So yes, agitated in that first half, but certainly better second.
Yeah, and did you have words with the players at halftime, Chris?
Well, we just needed to be more like ourselves. The team the style of play, the manner in which we've managed to get ourselves to the position we are in the league is no coincidence, and you have to do that more often than not to be there. And we didn't in that first half period, even though we got the early goal. But we got our breaks, I think, in the second half. A little bit scrappy at the end, but you're up against a team that are trying different systems. They're putting talented players on, and they tested us.
Let's talk about Uwe Hoeneman. Good to see him on the score sheet, Chris. But just about his contribution over the past few games.
Well, he allows himself to have that contribution because in the period of time when he wasn't playing, he trains very hard, and he's a player that wants to play, that wants to do well, and I think you know realizes that although he's not in the team at some stage he might be, and that's how it's panned out. You know whether that's through, you know, injury or fitness or decisions. There's every chance that you can get back in the side at some stage, and he's prepared himself well for that.
Glenn Murray, 20 goals now this season. You must be thrilled. You've brought in a striker who's scoring goals for you, Chris, and has done all season.
Well, Glenn's one of these ones, I think, that will always score. He's got a knack. Even in games or periods in games where he's maybe not his best or he's not playing well, he can be in the right place at the right time. And you've only got to look at the type of goals he scored. I think Saturday was probably one that sums him up, where it's really just about his movement in the six-yard box and the type of composed finish.
Three games in 6 days, Chris. What's the plan ahead of the Queen's Park Rangers game on Friday night?
Obviously, recovery for the ones that have played, which is normal. So they'll have a recovery day, pool outside tomorrow. Of course, a light session on the Thursday, and prepare ourselves for the game Friday. And of course, train the ones tomorrow that didn't play.
Six games to go, Chris. You're in a terrific position at the moment, on top of the league again tonight.
Well, our hard work has put us in that position, but. I think the last two games have shown you know, it can go either way. You know, I thought we were the better side on Saturday and deserved to win, but it could have gone against us. And probably if we hadn't have got the early goal today, you know, this game would have been a lot tougher, and the result would arguably have been a lot closer than what it was. So you have to go into every game knowing that if you're not at the levels, it can dramatically go against you.